for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Monday.
Hi.
Hi. It's episode 63, Terry and Gad's Comedy Show.
That's right. It was a good day.
We talked about some great drank.
Yep. And some other stuff.
The Lebanon school debacle.
Oh, yeah. I remember going there.
And that big titty porn star that's going to die from blood clots.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oak Cup lady.
Oak Cup.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. Peace out. Break it down.
Oh, I've heard this fucking song.
You're going to hear it again.
Yep. You guys all know this song.
Today was a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
1992, bitches.
Yep.
That's not when this came out, I don't think. Just waking up in the
morning, gotta thank God. That's what you guys do, man. You guys wake up and you thank Tag Cast Podcast.
For being here even on a holiday.
Yep.
It's Black Monday.
It is. Episode...
I forgot.
653, those are all three numbers.
Yep.
And it's also one number. And weird how math works like that. This is Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Ice Cube just said he got a call from a girl that he wants to dig out.
Oh, dig out. He wants to go digging for some clams.
Yes, man. Digging for a dime-sized piece of pussy wax.
Sometimes you go clam digging up on the coast, you know, and all you do is you end up coming back with crabs.
That's right. Those sidewalkers.
Yeah. Dude, we're playing this song because it is National Good Day. After this song, Good Day.
It's is it National day. Good Day?
It's National Good Day.
Is that always on the 20th? Or is it always on Martin Luther King Day?
It's always on the 20th. Donovan Strain, a comedian who I've never heard of and I don't know, deduced the exact day that Ice Cube had a good day using the lyrics of his song as clues. He said the only day where Yo MTV Raps was on the air... And that there was no smog in L.A. and beepers and pagers were in fashion. The Lakers beat the Sonics. And he had no filming commitments. I guess that's a good day for him. It was January 20th, 1992, which sounds about right because MTV Raps.
Yeah, right when you said that, he said
raps,
that.
Raps.
He went to Short Dog's house and watched MTV Raps.
Mm-hmm.
He got a call from Kim. That girl can fuck all night.
I know. Wow.
With the 7-7-11.
Yeah. The only thing not known, though, is that there was an online place, too, that I think had some actual credibility that, like, verified that was the day.
It was a good day.
The only thing they don't know is if the Goodyear blimp was in the air in Compton that day. But you can often see it from L.A.
Yeah. Especially if there was a sports game.
Yeah. Oh, fuck sports.
Oh, football yesterday, right?
Jesus Christ.
Let's not talk about that for a minute. He picked up a girl he's been trying to fuck since the fourth grade.
Wow, dude.
I know, that's some lyrics in this shit. The Lakers beat the Supersonics.
Now, is that weird, though? Because he's like, now he's like 30, right, when he's writing this?
Oh, yeah, probably.
And he's like... Dude, I remember when I was trying to fuck on that 14-year-old.
No, that's fourth grade, dude.
Oh,
that's
yeah, the
10.
Fourth grade.
That's even, 10.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking 10. He must have been sipping on the scissor up early back in the earlier in the day.
Is that sipping on a scissor? Is that when you're like eating out two chicks that are clamming up?
If you're sucking on a scissor, yeah.
Yeah.
I said scissorp.
Scissorp?
You don't know what scissorp is?
Is that the codeine grape stuff?
Yep. It's purple drink.
Yeah.
You heard of it? You obviously have because you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, the purple drink.
Dude, apparently there's been a bunch of pharmacies in California that are getting robbed for their codeine cough syrup.
I could believe it.
And they mix it with Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. That's probably easier to conceal and taste decent. So, you know, I imagine it's probably like people going around with their Mountain Dews... going to class and stuff like that, right? School kids?
Yeah, but it makes it turn purple.
The Mountain Dew does?
Well, because the stuff,
oh, the codeine.
Yeah, the cough syrup, when you pour it into there, it makes it turn purple, I guess.
That makes me want a Lime Ricky. You ever have one of those?
No.
From Arctic Circle?
I don't think so.
Dude, Lime Ricky, it was...
I bet my wife has, because she used to love Arctic Circle and used to work at Arctic Circle.
Yeah, it was a 7-Up. I think it was 7-Up with a splash of a grape flavoring. And then I think it was, and then a lime. And then like a nice wedge of lime squeezed in there, dude. Oh, so refreshing. So good.
Well, this stuff, it doesn't really sound that good to me. At least 5 different pharmacies in the area of Stockton, California have been robbed recently. And people and police believe that thieves are after the cough syrup. It's selling for like $200 to $1,200 a pint on the street because it's a necessary ingredient for a party beverage.
Wow.
Referred to as purple drink.
So, which is the, what would that make it a fifth?
It's the past. How much it's is not it a drink, fifth? It's drank. Well, it probably depends. It's drank, so you've already drank it.
Mm-hmm.
The hip-hop culture is people using what they call purple drink. Hip-hop artists are like endorsing it, so that makes people want it more, I guess. But
they mix it with I thought that fad was done. I thought everybody already laughed off the purple drink jokes a while ago.
Oh, here
kind of like bath salts. Are people still doing bath salts?
Yep. Remember just last week we had a story about it accidentally.
Yep.
Yeah, accidentally. But see, when I used to hear purple drink, red drink, I thought it was just black people talking about Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of it was earlier in the day.
Well, it's a reference, I think, to that, too.
I guess they're coming in like right when people are open and ordering to the, get on the ground, and they're taking all the shit, you know, like armed robberies for the purple drink.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking, they mix it with Sprite or Mountain Dew, and then they add Jolly Rancher candies for flavor and coloring.
Yeah. they need to make a synthetic codeine, like a near beer, and then call it Nodine.
Odule's Nodine.
Yep. Yeah, and then they like could still drink the flavor.
Yeah, but they're not doing it for the flavor.
Yeah.
It brings you into a swooning type euphoria that makes a person feel woozy and provides some type of a sedative effect.
Wow.
The ultimate risk is that it's possible to take an overdose of codeine when abusing purple drink that could result in an overdose or even death.
Cardiac arrest or whatever. You know, I remember somebody in when I was in high school, there was a guy, and he's kind of goofy looking, had a funny name, and so people kind of, he's the butt of a lot of jokes in high school.
Yeah.
Somebody fucking in the auto shop class put clutch fluid in his Mountain Dew.
Oh, dude, that's not cool.
Yeah, ended up as a joke, and he ended up having to go get his stomach pumped. So it was pretty gnarly.
I bet it turned a little purple. And he drank it.
Yeah.
It's purple drink.
Yep, his last name was Grocock.
Oh, well, no wonder he got... Was his first name Richard?
It was Lloyd.
Oh, Lloyd Grocock.
Mm-hmm.
What was his middle initial?
I don't know.
His middle name was Does.
I don't know.
Lloyd Does Grocock.
Yep.
In his...
Yeah, and he was, tall and lanky, and he had glasses, I think, and red curly hair, and, you know, as many kids affected with the acne at the time, I think, too. He had the total package of...
He had a package?
Dealing with them high school kids.
Yeah, I could imagine. It'd be funny to say, so I'm going to say it, but I'm lucky I was so cool, because I probably would have got picked on a lot more if I wasn't as cool as I am. Because I had one leg and stuff. You know, every once in a while, like, that's true. Like I say in my stand-up, I might have got called peg leg. But, like, a bunch of people would come to... Like, there was one dude... They would say, what's up, pig leg? Fucking hop along, little fucking cripple. And then like, hey, leave him alone, man. He's cool. And maybe they just felt sorry for me. Or maybe I was just really cool.
Maybe, yeah, yeah. Or they just wanted to be righteous.
Yeah. They're like, hey, don't make fun of him. Yeah. You could have one leg, too, and you just never know.
Yep. Yeah.
You went to Lebanon schools, right?
I did.
Did you get a lot
Lebanon?
Was there a lot of bullying going on around over there?
I think there was a little bit of that I only really realized to the full extent later. Some products of racist parents that would pick on me for no reason.
Yep.
And sometimes come to blows. And then, you know, you know.
What's your estimate on the number of black students in your school? Because there was two in mine. Two people.
Did you went to Lebanon?
No.
No, you
I'm
went
in
to
Brownsville.
Okay.
Just saying.
Brownsville has a high school?
Central and high school.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay. I didn't know. I know there are several high schools on the outskirts.
Brownsville Halsey is basically okay. Who goes to that. The cool. People from Shedd could come there, or they could choose to go to Albany.
All right.
Or whatever. But just curious as far as Lebanon, because we had one black family in Brownsville. There were no black families in Halsey.
That's what I remember is
two
the Davises,
yep.
Who you might know.
This were the Pierce.
You might know one of them. Any one of them.
Chauncey?
No.
You remember Chauncey?
I know Chauncey. He's my cousin.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, here's a story about Chauncey.
Jimerson?
I don't know. He was black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're partying out at Lance's at the second gutter out there where is it? Waterloo. There it is. And we're partying. It's like 2 in the morning, and I'm like, I need to ride home. And Chauncey's like, fuck, I'll give you a ride home, man. And Lance is like, really? Because I was going to, but if you will, that's cool. And he's like, yeah, where does he live? He goes, he lives in Brownsville. He's like, all right. So we head out, and we get to about South 5th. Like, we're headed towards Brownsville. We go past the road that you go into downtown Lebanon. Keep going. He's like, how far is it? Is it past 5th, South 5th? And I was like, dude, it's like 12 more miles. And he's like, really? I didn't know it was that far. But then he was like, he was bummed, but he still took me.
Because
it was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he thought he was just going like to the other side of Lebanon.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's 12 more miles.
He was just down for giving you a ride without realizing.
Yeah. How far am I going?
Yeah.
Oh, a 25-mile round trip? Fuck yeah. Because from Waterloo to Brownsville.
Especially, it is a, yeah.
And, you know, he came in and then turned by where the new Crowfoot, you know, cut across there and went over.
Yeah.
Past Sodaville cut off and all that. But yeah, that's the only story I know, and that's, I think that's the only time I ever met Chauncey.
I'll tell you a story. One time he convinced me, because he was older than I was, so I was 7, and our parents partied, you know.
I bet they did.
Our moms were sisters.
Yeah.
And they liked to party, and I remember hearing Journey Records when I'd go over to their house, and yeah, and then I remember we had a butter-eating contest. Yeah.
Sticks?
No.
Or tubs?
No, it was just like spoonfuls.
Well, I know. Okay, so
yeah.
Spoonful out of
like
a tub.
3.
Okay.
Yeah. It was kind of like, you know, he was hazing me a bit, I think, you know.
Oh, I bet.
His younger cousin.
Was
How
he
many
like
glasses 10, of water can you drink?
Was he like 10 years older than you or something around there?
Maybe about 6, 7.
Okay, yeah.
8. He was, yeah, because, you know, I mean, he probably was moved out probably by like time he was 16. I don't think I was very old, maybe 8 to 10.
Huh.
You know, and I've only seen him a couple times since then.
Because this was probably 90, 91. right around when I first started hanging out with those guys, maybe a year into it. So, and I don't know.
you
would have been 15 or something around then, 91.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think I would have seen him very often at that point, you know, because I would be going to like the family things or whatever. And, you know, I doubt he went to very many family things.
Yeah. That's funny, though. I didn't have any idea that you related to him. And
yeah.
I didn't even think, I wasn't thinking of that story when I said, were there black people at your school?
I didn't even think of him either, just because I hadn't seen him for so long.
Did he grow up in Lebanon, though, and stuff? Live here?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Yeah. He grew up in school and stuff. And then,
he grew up in school.
He did. At a school around here, and I forgot. Oh, he was the one that gave me my first Motley Crue Shout at the Devil record.
Ooh, so it's his fault you called your mom a bastard.
Yep, and when I go over to his house, it was that house, you know where Napa Auto Parts is now in Lebanon on that corner used to be Jerry's Market.
Oak and something around there.
And then on that block right there across from that like pizza shop or whatever it is over there, there used to be, I don't know if it's still there, but it used to be like a huge lot with one tree and then that white house that looked all big.
I kind of remember that.
Well, they lived there for a while, And I'd go over there and I'd go upstairs and I'd have like 7 rooms upstairs and it was creepy as hell. It was probably a haunted
house. Smaller rooms, huh?
Yeah, and I would always go in there and listen to his tapes. He had like the Rat.
Yeah.
And the Motley Crue, and he had the black light posters and stuff, and he'd never be home because he'd probably be out partying and stuff, you know, but
he had the Rat.
But I'd go out there and bark at the moon, you know. I remember that album was
the cover alone was scary.
I know, dude, it was.
And then like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I know,
like,
I was like, dude, this stuff is evil.
And it's all, and
then, then I'd go in the other room, and my parents, their parents would be partying,
listening to Frank
and listening to fucking Journey.
Oh, Journey, that's right. Journey.
Yep.
Gotta love the Journey.
I know. So I'd go back, and I'd be like, fuck this shit. I'm going to listen to fucking
Shout at the Devil.
Fuck the mood.
Well, I guess what I was getting at, I don't know if you heard this or not, but the Lebanon schools recently made national news.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about that?
No.
The teachers have been requiring students to pay, quote-unquote, using their super pro bucks, which you get for good behavior. You know, they give you little fake monies.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go to the bathroom, you can't go to the bathroom when you want to go
in
to the bathroom.
High school?
No, elementary school.
Oh, okay.
And that's where you'd think it would be high school because kids like to fuck around when they go to the bathroom. They want a hall pass to go to the bathroom as a high school student, and they go walk the halls.
Yep.
Say, oh, I'm out of school. Elementary school kids probably just have to piss a lot. They drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. They got to pee. The parents were outraged that they couldn't even, or they, if they wanted to go pee during class, they'd have to get 2 minutes off their recess.
Huh.
So people were
two
all,
minutes.
Yeah, it'd probably take you longer than 2 minutes to pee anyway. But,
come get your jacket on while the kids are getting ready to put their jacket on.
Yeah. And so some of the parents or the student, not the parents or the students, the teachers were pissed because they're like trying to teach. They think the kids mess around and stuff. And
yeah.
But I guess they dropped the policy due to all the uproar. Principal Tammy Voles.
When I was in that system early on, I remember I was quite proud in the first grade. I do believe it was. I got my first self-manager button. That's what we got. And if you had a self-manager, you're just trusted to walk the halls because you weren't a troublemaker or anything. You know, you could do that. And then I'd go out. I was part of the crossing guard there on the streets, making sure people weren't... Then from there, from first grade, then it was all downhill. I started causing trouble.
Yep.
Started That's whacking people with the crossing guard.
I just remembered and had a flashback of my first grade classroom and my gay teacher, Mr. Jones, who I didn't know was a homosexual until after I grew up. But we had a bathroom inside of our classroom. Like, it was a pretty high-ceilinged classroom. And then there was, like, a bathroom... Just like a room built inside the room.
Uh-huh.
Trippy. I never even really remembered that or thought about that till just now. So if you got a bathroom break, you just go, you don't even have to leave the classroom.
Yeah.
They should just start putting
go in there
bucks
and,
in the rooms.
Yeah, you just go in there and take care of your boner when you get one.
Yeah. Somebody was just telling me that's why they could never answer questions. Oh, I think it was Drunk Wade. He was like, that's why I did so bad in school. I could never stand up to answer because I always had a boner. And that's what I'm pretty sure I'm going to use some of the stuff for
that's
my
pretty funny.
For my stand-up. He's like, I got kicked off the bus in the sixth grade and had to fucking hitchhike to school in the sixth grade. And he goes, God damn, my math teacher had some big old titties on her ass. And I said, she had titties on her ass? And he's like, yeah, that's how I learned math. And I was like, what?
You could count to four?
Just because she was the math teacher and she had big old titties. And so he, I guess, paid attention, I guess.
Huh.
And then he started telling me how he's trying to train some guy on the job and he couldn't read a tape measure.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to explain to him how to read a tape measure, you know, 16ths and eighths and stuff like that. And he wasn't getting it. And he was like, I knew he was fucking a former method. So I just said, okay. You know how much a 16th is, right? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, all right. He goes, say you've got 16 of those. How much do you got? And he's like, an ounce. He's like, right. So an ounce is just an inch. He's like, so how much is 7/16? And he's like, that's how many I have to sell to get one free. Because if I get a half ounce and I sell 17ers, then I get one for free. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
Start over. Okay.
Yeah, you get one for free, and you got a half inch.
It was the meth for math program,
mm-hmm.
to teach people how to teach former meth heads and drug dealers how to read a tape measure. You just tell them, you know, a quarter.
Huh.
That's four quarters.
That's very useful info.
Four quarters
actually.
And an ounce, right? Mm-hmm. Right? You know that. You know there's 8/8. Okay, so an eighth of an inch is just like an eighth of an ounce.
Yep.
What if you have 10/8? That's an improper fraction, but figure it out. You're like
5/4.
Oh, that's one and something that. Oh, okay. So we're starting a meth for math program.
Right on.
You do meth, you learn math.
You should do a whole set in your drunken voice.
I've been thinking about having an alter ego,
mm-hmm.
with a cowboy hat and,
yeah.
and a drunk Wade voice,
like Aziz Ansari and Randy.
Yeah, yeah. Tom, what's mm-hmm. his real name? Is Tom, right? Randy. I watched his newest special. He's all right, but he's not that funny.
Yeah,
he's okay.
I was watching
cocky.
Parks and Rec.
Huh.
He's on there.
Yeah, isn't his name Tom?
Yeah, he always wears a velvet. He was wearing a velvet one, and that show was pretty funny, man. You know,
it
I don't
is.
Know if you
I,
watch it
I
or not.
I watched the first two or three seasons, uh-huh. and then like something happened, and I didn't have access yeah. to it. And then I kind of watched it every once in a while, but I never watched the new episodes. I watched the season when Louis C.K. was in it quite a bit. He mm-hmm. was Amy Poehler's boyfriend or something.
Yeah, he was the security guard yeah. slash, and then they dated, and then they broke up, and then. He left the show, and one of the other guys stepped up, I think, to be one of the mains, that Andy dude.
Yeah.
And he's just off the wall. They're all off the wall, though, you know?
Yeah, they are.
We got Rob Lowe on there. He plays that really weird, like, a health nut. Mm-hmm. Super health nut, but always,
super
like...
Super enthusiastic.
Yeah, it's, like, super half... Forcing positive spin on every single thing. Not just, like, making positive spin, but forcing positive spin.
Yep.
And even the Community this week was pretty funny, I thought.
Right on. I still haven't started watching that again since I stopped a couple years ago.
Do you like things that are meta?
I don't know because I don't really know what that means.
Well, you know, like breaking down the fourth wall, right?
Where
acknowledge the audience
do
and acknowledge like the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Yeah, they do that a lot.
Yeah, I don't like that in porn though. I saw somebody, I can't remember who he was, comedians talking like, when I'm watching porn and they break down the fourth wall, it totally blows it for me because I don't want to be there with him. You know how much
mm-hmm.
bigger he is than me. You don't talk to me, dude. I'm watching on TV. I'm not in the room with you.
Yeah.
It's like, if that was in there, I'd be wanting to fuck her too.
Do you think porn stars have to rehearse their lines with someone? Like, help me go through the script, please.
They got cue cards.
Because otherwise, they'd have to overdub it. And wouldn't that sound weird?
Mm-hmm. That was my job for a while. Yep. Was cue card boy
or the Folly guy.
I just had four signs, basically. They said, oh, yeah, fuck me harder. And then mm-hmm. one said, stick it in my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to the, oh, yeah, baby, harder. Porn stars are crazy. That's weird that you're talking about porn stars because I got a story right here about a porn star who underwent a surgical procedure to give her massive breasts. They're O cups.
Oh.
Oh, that's kind of gross, actually, if you saw the picture. She now runs the risks of developing blood clots and infections, and she might have to have a double mastectomy.
In her brain?
No, in her tits.
I thought in her brain because she chose to get O-cups.
There's so much scar tissue in her breast that it's affecting the blood flow to her body, and it could cause a fatal blood clot. She's had 63 procedures on her right breast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many she's had on her other one. I guess that's why one's always bigger than the other. But she's saying that a mastectomy would take away from her livelihood. She doesn't have any other skills. She couldn't be a porn star anymore.
Oh, I've seen that.
She said it's hard to do when you've been a victim of something, and it's even harder when you choose a path in life where people might look down on you and think, well, she deserved it. But I wouldn't wish this on anyone. So she's a ticking time bomb. Anything could happen. But I think she's... refusing. She's refusing to do that. She doesn't want to lose her titties.
Yeah.
Dude,
they're
gross. I know. They're just gross.
Yep.
They're gross. I didn't like it when I saw it. I don't like it now.
Mm-mm. What
the fuck's the matter with these people?
I don't know.
Hey, before I forget, let's mention that month pizza. The pizza of the month today. What is it?
chicken cordon bleu.
And we're a little on the fence because we're not sure about the Alfredo base. Is that what it is, Alfredo base?
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big Alfredo guy.
No.
But if you, they got a good Alfredo sauce, if you like the Alfredo sauce.
Yeah, if you like it. Mm-hmm. And we heard some good stuff about it, actually.
Yeah.
From a person who
did. Dude, it's got their chicken on it, and their chicken's good.
Yeah.
It's got some, ham on there. And it's got the mozzarella and the aged Swiss. Is that what goes on a chicken cordon bleu?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I don't know how aged it is, but...
It's aged, dude. And then they got the mozzarella, and they put some spinach on there.
Oh, wait, what's that? Check this out. Breaking news.
All right.
The professor from Gilligan's Island is dead.
What?
Yeah, over the weekend he died.
Oh, man, that is crazy.
And we had another death... I can't remember who it is, but I just thought if I played this song again, maybe I'd remember.
Nelson Mandela.
Oh, that's right. Nelson Mandela is dead. That's right. No, there was another guy. You probably find it sometime during the show with your celebrity deaths, but it was another old dude that was kind of beloved in TV, I think. I'm having a hard time remembering because I...
Paul Walker.
He is dead. You know, speaking of Paul Walker, I've been watching this thing on Access TV called Nothing But Trailers. It's a half-hour show that just shows nothing but trailers.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same guy doing the voice on everyone?
In 1981, he was dealt a raw deal. In 2014, he's going to take it back. No, I don't know if it's the same guy. But yeah, so it's Nothing But Trailers, and I saw a trailer for a movie that I thought was going to be Fast and Furious 19 or whatever number they're on. But it's called The Need for Speed, and it stars Aaron Paul, a.k.a. Jesse Pinkman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to be the new Paul Walker.
Oh, really?
He's going to be the new... I don't think he'll be in Fast and Furious, but... Just his performance and the way he acted. He's a pretty good actor, I think. And he's got that look, kind of the Paul Walker look a little bit almost.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe he's going to break out into action movies.
Fast, that'd be cool. He could do it.
Fast driving action.
I mean, you know,
movies.
He's got a wide range, I think, of what he can do. I mean, that he showed in Breaking Bad.
And I've never seen him in any other shows. I don't know if he has any resume before... Before Breaking Bad.
I'm sure he was on CSI. Isn't everybody on CSI?
At least at one point.
You see some actors, they've been on it three times.
Yeah.
You know, they try to space them apart, but like every 4 years. That reminded me, though, of I heard a rumor of Timothy Oliphant.
I saw you posted something, and what was he on, Deadwood?
He's on Deadwood, and he's in that Justified. He plays a marshal in Justified. And on that show, they don't hold back, dude, of fucking, like, they're just all fucking trigger-happy people on there.
I looked for it on Netflix.
He's a trigger-happy marshal.
Right on.
And so, you know, and he has that kind of, like, just weird stance that he does, you know, and all of, that just kind of fits the character.
Isn't he the guy that plays Montana? They call him Montana on Deadwood? Or is that a different guy?
Can't remember his name.
Well, he's from Montana.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
and they,
yeah.
One
Sorensen,
guy calls
I think,
him
might Montana. Call him,
but his name Montana. Is something else. But a couple people call him Montana after they go out to South Dakota or wherever they are.
Yeah. And it's a great show, man. And I can't believe some of the great people they've had on that show. And
how many seasons deep are we?
It's just started the fifth season, and
I thought so. That's why I was kind of surprised it's not on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wired.
It's not. It's on Amazon Prime, though, the first four seasons.
I forgot about that. But now that I got my internet and I got my my Wii, I can do it and through the Hulu. They got a new Hulu stick now. You could just stick a flash drive and you just stick it in your TV.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a USB,
that'd be cool.
USB thing or whatever. It's like $100, though.
My original point, though, about the Timothy Oliphant, though, was there's a rumor that he was going to be the new James Bond.
Oh.
It was just an internet rumor. And as he said, he was also rumored to play the Lone Ranger. And that one got him really excited, but that didn't really turn out.
I was going to use him as a character in my new book.
Oh, yeah?
Elephant Gerald with Timothy Elephant.
Dude, I want to talk about that, too.
Is that Oliphant? Is that Oliphant or Elephant?
It's Fint. Fint.
Fint.
Fint.
Oliphant.
Mm-hmm. You can see Jimmy Pardo.
That's what it was.
Doing a little, I did post that. It was Jimmy Pardo. He does the pre warm up for Conan.
Okay.
And then, he does little gags, video gags for the internet with the guests, and they draw down and shoot each other with Nerf guns. And it's really funny. And then at the end, Pardo goes, "Ola Funt." And the dude just puts his head in his hand. And he's like, "Oh my god!"
So it's,
he's really funny.
Is it?
He's
Fant,
a funny
though?
Dude.
It's pronounced Fint.
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 Yeah.
Olifint.
Olifant.
Olifant. That's pretty Olifant. Close to elephant.
It's almost. Yeah. I mean, he said it on the show actually, and I wonder if he just threw it in there so people know.
Elephant Gerald.
But Olifant Gerald.
Timothy Elephant Gerald.
And. But he was talking on Conan. He's like, you know, Conan was asking him, you know, everybody brings their own little thing to James Bond.
Yeah.
You know, and he said that he thinks James Bond should just chill. Maybe he should be a weed smoking James Bond.
That'd be cool.
That's what he said. The last one drank Heineken's. Maybe he'd be like a weed smoking Bond.
That might have got him cut, though, from the running.
Yeah. Well, he did. He also said that. Maybe he didn't need that British accent.
Well.
And then they kind of joked about that, and then he did a British accent that was horrible, and Conan's like, dude, yeah. You just lost the job. You don't know this, but this is an audition. You just lost the job.
He's like, you want to be a marijuana-smoking James Bond mm-hmm. that talks like you're from Montana? Well, goddamn it, Timothy Elephant.
Dude, but Justified Season 5, and this guy's been in the season before, but Steven Root.
Oh, yeah.
He plays a judge on there that's hilarious. Dave Foley, I saw him on the new season.
Uh-huh.
And Michael Rapaport.
Love that guy. Haven't seen him in anything back
for
a while.
And he plays a crazy, crazy guy already. Dave Ketchner's in there. He plays a marshal.
Okay.
Will Sasso. And last season, there's like 4 or 5 episodes where Patton Oswalt played like a... like a town that doesn't really big enough to have a sheriff, but they got a sheriff or something like that, uh-huh. You know, like a chaplain or something. Is that a thing?
A chaplain. Yeah, that's a thing.
And then he drove. It was like one of those things where you have to buy your own light bar and everything like that to be the cop and stuff and own uniform. And
right.
And but his car was a gremlin. And so he was cruising around with that with a light bar on the top.
Gremlins are awesome.
And he was typical Patton Oswalt, hilarious in his Patton-y ways.
He's funny. I like that guy. I can't remember what I was listening to, but something recently with him in it. And it was pretty funny.
Jer Burns, every time he's on the show, someone gets shot next to him. Man, it is crazy. He's always got blood splattered on his face.
Jer Burns?
Yep, that guy with the funky eyebrows.
Ah.
That blonde dude.
Yeah. And then another guy that was in, that we were talking about people being in different shows, and Timothy Elephant in Deadwood was the guy that I said was in The Dome. The bartender on Deadwood is the guy who had all the propane in Under the Dome. And now I was watching a couple episodes of Leverage. I don't know if you've ever heard of that show before.
Yep, I've heard of
it. It's based in Portland. And it's
Glenn Clausy.
Timothy Hutton.
Mm-hmm.
And so our friend Alex Elkin, who's a comedian from the Eugene area, was on a couple episodes of that. And he uses a little bit in his stand-up about how he got upgraded. Someone got hurt, and he went from being fat guy number 6 to Russian guy number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was on 2 episodes, a recurring episode. So I asked him what episodes he was on. And he said, the season ender for 4 and the season opener for season 5. So I watched him.
He's a cliffhanger guy?
Well, I couldn't fucking... I never saw him in there.
Oh, really?
It must have been a fucking... Oh, you got a freeze frame right at 14 minutes and 35 seconds. It must have been, unless maybe I just happened to look away. But then I kept, like, rewinding and going, here's a part with a bunch of people in it. Because on Netflix, you can, like, push pause on the thing, and then it'll show you, like, stills. You can go back, and it'll show a still of the scene that you're looking at or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I just go to the still where there's a lot of people and not just the main actors. I don't know. I know he's in there because he said he was, but I couldn't find him. But anyway, that guy from fucking Under the Dome and Deadwood is on that show too. And I don't know his actor's name, his real name, but he's in a lot of shit. It's weird how you see somebody and then all of a sudden you've never seen him and then you see him in everything.
I know. You know who else is a Justified this season?
No.
Avon Barksdale.
Oh, that's right. You said that too.
Avon fucking Barksdale.
Jimi Hendrix.
I know. Oh, I got a Jimi Hendrix story for you.
Well, see, this is all tying together just like it always should.
I got a Jimi Hendrix. Did you know that him and Engelbert Humperdinck had a mutual respect?
No.
And when a guitarist didn't show up for an Engelbert Humperdinck concert, Jimmy offered to step in.
But they didn't let him?
He thought it might damage Jimmy's image, so Jimmy played behind a curtain.
What?
And restrained himself from doing any trademark licks and played in the orchestral style of the Engelbert Humperdinck song.
That's pretty awesome, actually. Well, I wonder what year that was, like the 60s probably?
I'm not sure of the year.
Because I don't know if you've ever heard any Engelbert Humperdinck, but it's a far cry from any Jimi Hendrix.
That was smart of him, though, to think, well, that might ruin your image. Don't do it.
Yeah, oh, here
that
it is.
Been, but now, though, if that was like a thing on YouTube, that would probably be awesome to see that.
Fuck yeah.
And him just shredding it up over Engelbert Humperdinck music, burning his guitar.
Yeah, but he wasn't allowed to do that.
I know, but if he did, though, I mean, that would be legendary footage now.
Oh, man, if he was out on stage with him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Well, I can't find out who else died, but...
Oh, I was going to look that up.
I'm looking, too, but I can't find shit. I did find that his name is Russell Johnson, the professor.
Russell Johnson. He was a professor.
He was 89, dude.
89 he was.
He was. Oh, that's who it was. The guy who played Reuben Kincaid on The Partridge Family.
No, I never watched that show.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Well, he was like their band manager, and I think he was getting it on with the mom.
Ah.
His name was Dave Madden. I wonder if he's related to John.
Hmm.
John Madden? You know who that guy is?
Yeah. There's two John Maddens, isn't there?
Well, there's one that's actually John Caparello. What's that guy's name that does the John...
Oh, no, I was talking, isn't there John Madden, Joe Madden, that's the guy from, like, Blink-182 or something.
Oh.
One of those type of bands.
Good Charlotte.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that guy. How did I know that? Joey Madden.
Just because his name's out there.
Because I got a daughter who likes that kind of shit.
All right, these are people who have died recently. You got died recently music?
Kinda. It's gonna
from
be,
when?
It's going to be weird,
all right,
though.
From like the 13th.
The 13th of what? Oh, that's not who died?
Freddie Fingers Lee. He was a rock and roll pneumonia.
He died of rock and roll pneumonia.
He did, dude. He did.
Damn, that's sad now. It's raining.
Bruce Jones. He was an American surfboard shaper.
Hey, I bet maybe Al, when he comes on our show Friday, he might know about that guy.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mao Young, American professional wrestler from WWE. He was 90. I don't remember that guy.
I don't. He's before our time.
Italian composer and musicologist Flavio Testi.
Flavio Testi. That's a great name.
I know. That's where Flavio Flav got his name.
Flavo Flav! That reminds me of something funny.
Let's see, we got, dude, you ever notice when you look at recent deaths or anything, dude, how many English footballers and cricketers do you need to put in?
Dude, they're everywhere. Even on celebrity
birthdays.
It's like
birthdays. Every day one dies.
On my celebrity birthday, it's like, a cricketer. Fucking who cares? I don't know what it must be. Maybe it's a UK website or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's fucking weird.
Curtis Bray.
Oh, he was an ass.
He was.
He's all, hee-haw, hee-haw. Yeah, a lot of people died.
Haru Inoda.
Who?
Haru Inoda.
How do you know that?
He was 91. He was a Japanese Imperial Army World War II intelligence officer.
Wow.
He did not surrender until 1974. World War II, that's like 30 years. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So they just couldn't catch him, or he just didn't surrender?
I get neither, probably. Did he just hide out in the bushes?
He pulled Obama? Wait, Osama?
Yep.
He pulled an Osama.
Osama, Obama. What did you ever play the banana game, name game with Obama?
Uh-uh. What is that?
You know the banana fana fo fana or whatever song?
Oh. Let's try Obama.
Yep.
Obama, fama, Obama, banana,
you know,
fama, me, my, mo, mama.
The last female munchkin died from The Wizard of Oz.
I think I heard that, too. That's a sad day for short people.
That is. I don't know if anybody else... what about Dennis Frederiksen? American rock singer from the likes of LaRue, Toto, and Angel.
Who dat? Who dat?
Toto?
Yeah, I know who Toto is.
And sad passing on the 19th of Michael Jokmowski, a Polish triple jumper.
All right. That's enough of that. We got triple jumper, cricketers, English footballer. He's a footballer.
You know, Brian May, he also did not die. Last week, but
he's some queen.
Yeah, what do you think about Brian May?
I think he's got a very distinct tone to his guitar.
You know why?
Because he builds his own shit.
But
what else?
Brian May is trademark red special guitar.
Yeah,
that he made from old junk.
Uh huh.
Among the components that make up the guitar are a motorcycle valve springs.
Nice.
Which I'd imagine would probably be for tremolo, right?
I guess.
A knitting needle.
What?
Maybe a whammy bar. Unless it's a tuning peg. A mother of pearl buttons, which maybe he inlaid or is the knobs. And a discarded fireplace mantle.
In the guitar? Or he made it out of? That's the wood.
Maybe.
Wow, so that's what gives him his tone, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Well, Brian may not believe that, but I believe it. He's got some fucking tonage on that bitch.
I do, too.
All right, let's do this. Because today it's some birthdays. We got a couple, couple of those coming up. The bass player from Judas Priest. If you can guess his name, I'll give you 62 cents.
Does it start with A, B, C, D, B, D, R, D, R, J, J, K? All right.
It starts with an I.
Ian.
You got it.
Ian.
And he lives on top of a...
porch.
Oh, no.
Ian Roof.
Ian Hill.
Oh.
Ian Hill, 62 today. And today, also, Stanley Eisen.
Was he British? Because you might call him Ian L.
Ian Hill.
Ian L.
Ian L.
Ian L.
Not, yeah, he was British, but this guy was not British. Stanley Eisen. Do you know who that really is?
Stanley Eisen, he was an Isley brother.
No, he was Paul Stanley.
Oh!
Because Stanley Eisen, Eisen is not a cool enough name. He was born on the same day as Ian Hill, same year. So that makes Paul Stanley 62.
I wonder if they went to the same band.
I heard they were born in the same hospital.
Ooh.
And that they got switched at birth. Ian Hill is actually Paul Stanley.
If you connected all hospitals by an underground tunnel, they'd all be the same hospital.
That's right. Also, Tracy Gunn's celebrating a birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
From L.A. Guns.
Yeah, one of the guys from L.A. Guns... I just read something about him dead.
Oh, yeah, I think some of them have died. But the weird thing about the celebrity birthdays today, Ian Hill, Paul Stanley, born on the same day, same year. Tracy Guns and Rainn Wilson, born on the same day, same year.
Oh, whoa, those guys should start a band.
Yeah.
I wonder. It would be Rainn Guns.
I wonder if Rain's related to Anne.
L.A. Wilson.
Nancy Wilson. Anna Nancy Wilson.
I don't know.
I didn't think Rainn Wilson was 48, but he's 48.
He is 48.
He's fucking old, dude. He's older than me.
Dude, yeah.
Also, birthday today, Paul Nichols, guitarist from Spawn, formerly guitarist from Arachnid.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah, Arachnid's coming back, Nid.
Right on.
For a summertime jam. And also, my wife's aunt, Verna. Aunt Verna, happy birthday, Verna Stackhouse. That'll be one reason for you to listen to this awesome show.
Yeah.
All right, and that's it for the birthdays today.
This show would be a lot longer if we did celebrity unbirthdays every...
Just name everybody who's not having a birthday.
Yeah.
That'd be me and Dustin not having a birthday today.
Yep.
Coming soon, though.
Morgan Freeman, did you know he received a trademark on his name?
No, you can't name yourself Morgan Freeman?
I guess not.
You know, he was one of the first slaves to be released.
What?
He's a Freeman. Like Django. You can't teach you can't treat Django like the other N-words around here.
Yep.
Got to treat him with an inward respect.
Dude, I think...
inward respect. It's like inward.
You know that guy Walter Goggins? You ever heard of that guy?
No, but that's a funny name.
It is. Dude, he plays a crazy character on fucking Justified.
Really?
Dude, he just... The way he carries his character, dude, is fucking just badass. There's some badass people on that show.
I don't know where I'll be able to check it out. Maybe Amazon Prime or Hulu. Is it on Hulu?
No. Nope.
No.
Just Amazon Prime as far as I know.
Huh.
It's like an FX show.
And is it still on? Oh, it's on TV then. Probably still.
Yeah. Yeah. It just started. It's like they're going to do the third episode of season 5 here soon.
Nice.
Yeah. I was going to look something up, but I forgot.
It's a great time to get into it, I guess. Then now that it's 5 seasons deep, it'll take me a while to catch up, but...
You know, I talked to Al because I saw a picture of a skateboard. He put a picture on that looked like an elephant. I said, hey, man, you should draw up a children's book with an elephant. That's what
Gerald?
I told him. Yep.
You better not steal my idea.
No, I just said he should do the artwork for it.
He should do a Timothy elephant board.
Timothy Elephant Gerald.
Or Timothy Oliphant.
No, you could make that like the other guy.
Which other guy?
Like, well, you got to have an antagonist if you're going to have Elephant Gerald as like the protagonist.
Oh, maybe Timothy,
right?
Could be his owner.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
This is Timothy's elephant, Elephant mm-hmm. Gerald. And they're like, wait, does he mean Timothy Oliphant and Elephant Gerald? He can't mean that. All right, here's a new tune. Check this out. What's in Hans's CD player? What's in Hans' CD player?
What?
What's in Hans' CD player?
What?
We got a brand new fucking Rick. Rick.
What?
Rick.
What?
Rip.
What? What?
Rap till you keep...
What?
Rap.
What?
Hans is listening to some rap today.
What?
Do you think I'm lying?
Is he listening to Ice Cube? That'd be cool.
No, he was earlier when we started.
He was.
We listened to the episode beginning. Oh, dude, the song's already over. Let's do that again. He's listening to Apocalyptica. That's a band.
Say what?
What?
The album's called Cult.
Huh.
At first, I thought he was listening to The Cult, but mm-hmm. No, he doesn't like those guys. Matt Sorum is his least favorite drummer. He's got a Sorum on his on his taint. And let's see. Let me scroll down a bit and see if I can.
That guy's always wearing a headband. He's a headbander.
I was listening to a band that I saw open for Soundgarden in 1996.
Danzig.
No. I was going to say that's close, but it's not. Rocket from the Crypt.
Ooh.
They're kind of like almost a Super Suckers, kind of like almost rockabilly punk rock, but they got a small horn section. And their singer kind of reminds me of Elvis Costello meets fucking Jerry A. from the fucking Poison Idea.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
They had a horn section. I wonder if they ever covered Yakety Sax.
I think they did.
What?
That'd
be awesome.
But no, that's not on the album I was listening to. The album's called Scream, Dracula, Scream. But, you know, it's not really what I normally would listen to, but I saw it in my collection. I thought, hey, I haven't heard that in a year or two, or four or seven. So I threw it in there, and it was a nice, refreshing ride down memory lane.
Yeah. Yeah, I was I was listening to
Things That Go Bump.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Ooh, did you break any glasses?
Is that what she did?
Yeah, on the Memorex commercial. Is it live or is it Memorex? And she's like, the glass broke because of her high, shrill, fucking awesome voice.
I don't believe that any more than I believe that guy's hair and chair got blown back while he was sitting down watching from Memorex speakers. You never
saw,
or whatever.
You never saw the Jackass guys redo that?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't?
No.
I think it was Jackass 2 or Jackass 3. They got the same kind of chair and a lamp and a table, and they had either Bam or Ryan Dunn sitting in the chair because they were at an airport and they had a big jet.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like throwing, they were doing all kinds of things, but then they did him sitting and they turned the jet on. It's like, literally blew him for tumbling through the air. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like a tumbleweed.
I saw on that Guinness World Record show, some chick set a record for standing or for being in front of that for the longest and holding on to a bar.
In front of a jet engine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, her goggles got blown off and her helmet. It was kind of weird because she had, like, gloves on. She was pretty much just, like, holding on for dear life, blown around in the fucking wind.
And how long did she last?
Like a wind sock.
Or
it was, like a minute.
That's not...
It blew the fucking goggles right off her fucking head.
Yeah.
Like, basically busted them.
It's a couple hundred mile an hour winds, I think.
At least.
Jet engines.
At least. And probably not very cold.
Not very. That's sarcasm right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad at first I was like, what? Oh, wait. You're sarcastic. Hello? Who is it? Well, I don't know how many times we mentioned it, but it's Monday today. And it's Martin Luther King's birthday celebration. I saw...
You know what he's famous for?
Civil rights.
Wings.
Wings?
Yep.
What, he invented Red Bull.
Yep.
I saw on the Tom Green Live show, which normally he just has like funny guys, comedians, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He had Dan Rather on there.
What show did you say first?
Tom Green Live.
Okay.
Just
Dan Rather. I was asking because he was on Larry King, too, not recently.
Yeah, and they talked about that, too.
Not recently.
Not that recently. But they talked about something that we were just talking about, but I can't remember what. What were we just talking about? Forgot. But Tom Green Live is actually a pretty good show. I think it's pretty funny. I mean, it's an informative show with bits of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And they took shots of Wild Turkey.
Wow.
Dan Rather's like 80, and he was pounding shots with Tom Green.
Hmm.
And when he'd take a shot, the studio audience would like laugh and clap. And he's like, I don't see why this is funny. Like,
yeah,
you're getting hammered on TV with fucking Tom Green, dude. You're Dan Rather. You saw fucking Kennedy's head get blown off. He was there. He was one of the first people to see the actual first footage. And
is it? I mean, what would you imagine him doing at 80, though, when he's at home? Don't you imagine him just kind of like in a study, just sipping on scotch?
No, Wild Turkey is his drink of choice.
Well, Wild Turkey, scotch.
101, dude. 101 proofs.
I want to try some Kentucky bourbon after watching Justified.
Yeah.
They're always throwing around local names.
And here's something to think about.
Elmer T.
Since a couple months ago, we talked about the Kennedy conspiracy because there was a new movie and there was a new show, you know, about President Kennedy getting killed. Dan Rather, who was there and was one of the first people to see the film, says that he truly believes that there was one shooter and that shooter was Lee Harvey Oswald.
Let me tell you who it was.
Tell me. Jack Ruby. Oh, wait, he's the one that killed Lee Harvey.
Well, I wanted to wait until Al was on the show.
All right, well, we'll wait. We'll save that. Does that have to do with the Kennedy conspiracy?
A little bit.
All right, cool.
But we'll talk about it then, because it has connection to Al, too.
Yeah, Al 2. Al 2-D2.
Al 2-D2.
I wonder if people call him Al. Al. Hoo. Hootie-hoo. Who dat? Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? So, yeah, I had a... We talked about Justified earlier, so I wanted to talk to some parents about if they want to let their children watch Justified.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah. There are lots of guns and lots of shootings.
Okay.
Marshall Givens shoots a lot of people throughout the first season, and many are killed, but it is always justified.
Whoa. It says
in quotes.
Whoa.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. Words such as shit, damn, and ass are used throughout the series,
shit,
though
damn
usually
ass.
Only once or twice in an episode. And certain characters smoke, and a number of scenes occur in bars where drinking is present. A substantial amount of violence may be frightening to some viewers, which I think is just a statement in general, doesn't apply to any series.
Yeah.
It just says a substantial amount of violence may be frightening to some viewers.
Yes.
Maybe they should just put that on every show.
Yeah.
That's like it's only recommended for people 12 and over.
Yeah. 12 and older. If you're 12, that's all that stuff's okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
That's fucking weird. Huh. Yep. Well, I'll have to keep that in mind. I don't have any 12 or under kids in our house right now. So I guess I don't have to worry about that.
It won 2 primetime Emmys.
Okay. Now I'm wondering, is a primetime Emmy better than a daytime Emmy?
Well, it just depends on... Well, you can't win... Well, you can't win both unless your show's showing a both, unless you got a show going on both. Maybe, what's his name could? Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Old Steve Harvey.
He might. He might. Steve Harvey, because, you know, isn't the Family Feud in the daytime?
Yeah.
When does daytime end?
Probably 6.
All right. I'll give you that.
Because that's about time the news starts. Some news start at 5. Some even start at 4 now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like daytime news. What the fuck, man?
Daytime news.
I recently posted a thing on Facebook that I was asking some of my comic friends, just because out of curiosity, how many working road comics have an agent, and how important do you think it is in order to get booked more?
Well... Depends on how much you want booked more.
Yeah. I got a response from several people. One of them was Ian Carmel, who's, he was on the Chelsea Lately show and lives in L.A. and works a lot now. He said, you need to just keep on working on being a really good comedian and practice and be proactive about opportunities like festivals, traveling to New York and L.A., opening for good comedians. And then the agents and managers will find you. That is their job. He also said that his agent wouldn't even sign him until he moved to L.A. And then someone said, didn't you have a manager in Portland? And the manager initially wouldn't sign me until he promised that he was going to move it to L.A.
I could see that, though. I mean, because if you're an agent and most of the opportunities... presented are near LA, where you'd have to be ready on a moment's notice.
Yep.
To just like, hey, you got to be here in an hour.
Yeah.
You got to get in your car and drive. Are you available?
Yeah. And another guy said the reason why is because a lot of agents, you know, they don't get excited about 10% of $300 once a month. You know, if you're mm-hmm. you're doing, you know, a couple shows and you're only making $300, they don't. $30, what's that going to do for him?
That's interesting, though, because I recently saw Pawn Stars the other day, the new one.
Uh-huh.
The guy brought in the fucking contract. The first contract. This dude is the holy fucking grail of fucking rock and roll.
The first contract of what?
The holy grail of fucking rock and roll. The first contract signed...
by anyone ever?
Between the Beatles and Epstein.
Oh. Did it turn out to be real?
Yep. Yep, it was real. And they said, what do you want for? And he said,
$60,000.
$1 million.
$1 million? Did they just go...
No. The guy came in, valued it at $500,000.
Well, they said, we can't even, we'll give you $250. Is that what they told him? Because they usually go half.
They offered him $350 and he did not take it.
Well, that's cool.
And they offered him $350,000.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
It was funny because that reminds me of a Justified scene.
Yeah.
Where this kind of like hillbilly guy, he's gone through some problems and he's just kind of like an idiot guy, and he had like his kidneys taken out while he was knocked out and kind of like left to go find money so you can buy your kidneys back, kind of a deal, you know, to the hospital and...
You can live without kidneys, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, both of them.
You just have to have dialysis.
Yeah, and if he went to the hospital, he'd end up in prison.
Yeah.
So he's in a unique situation. And when he was in court and they're talking about a settlement, they made an argument in his favor, and they jumped it up from $20,000 to $300,000 like $600,000, you know, from $20,000.
Right.
And the judge is like, the initial offer of $20,000 has been raised to $600,000. Do you accept these? And he's like, no fucking way. You're telling me after losing both my kidneys and all this shit, I'm only going to get $600? The judge looks at him and goes, $600,000, you fucking nitwit. Which is Stephen Root.
You fucking
AKA nitwit. Bill Dotrieve.
From King of the Hill, Treve?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's awesome. I did not know he was on there until you just talked about that a week or two ago.
Me either. And I watch this show a lot.
You do?
Yep.
All right, well, shit. I think this Monday is just about over.
I got one more thing.
Okay, do it.
You know what the record for the record is?
Which record?
The record for the biggest record.
I think I just saw this, and it's the fucking Eagles, isn't it?
I know, it is the fucking Eagles.
But I don't know what the record, I don't know.
It's Hotel California. It's on the top of the...
I wanted to know how big it is, though, because they said it was huge.
407 feet in diameter, and it rotates at 17 miles an hour.
And it's actually vinyl, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy.
Imagine if they did that in the summer. You know why it's the Eagles?
Why?
It's because they're doing 6 shows this week.
In L.A.?
Mm-hmm. In 10 days at the L.A. Forum. They're doing 6 shows there.
Well, good for them. I bet
6 fucking shows in 10 days at a place that holds 100,000 probably.
I bet their tickets are like $400 a piece.
I know. How many fucking...
And that's probably just like all the shows that they'll have to do this year because...
Yep. Can you imagine playing like 6 shows at the Triangle in 10 days?
No. It would be way less lucrative. Way. All right, we'd like to thank you guys for listening today. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Pizza Now and the Brownsville Car Wash, which is actually back up and running.
They'd probably put your record on the top of their building.
Just let it spin. That's right. Huge.
Right on. Car wash back up and going.
Yeah, no foaming brushes yet. We got a $500 pump that's down, so I got to save my pennies to replace that. So no foaming brushes, but you can wash it like you used to with a fucking mitt.
Have you thought about turning part of that into a Pizza Now franchise?
I'm thinking about it right now.
All
right. Since you mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, until we do that, you'll just have to go down to 1705 Southeast Hill Street, and that's in Albany, Oregon. Make sure that you expect the freshest, though, when you go there, because that's what you're going to get.
Yep. Pizza.
They're dough made fresh daily. And call them up, 928-0900. Also, go to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon banner and do some shopping for next Christmas. There's only 300 some days left till Christmas.
Yep.
And go to terryguile.com. I had a guy tell me, the guy that my wife takes care of his wife, said... Some of the pictures aren't working correctly on your website. He's old. Hope he doesn't listen because I'll make him fun of his voice. That sounded just like you, Monty.
You're just doing a character.
Some of them pictures don't work on the website.
Hmm.
I was trying to look at the pictures and some of them weren't working. I think I'll send you some new pictures to update it because those pictures are getting old and I got some newer head shop type shit. So go to there too, terrygile.com. I got some shows coming up that you might want to go to. And if you want to hear about those, listen to the plugs after the show. I picked a different Floyd song today because I couldn't find our regular one. So thanks to Floyd for always giving us music.
Yeah, thank you.
To rock out to at the end of our shows. Listen to that fucking organ, dude. That's good. What does that remind you of? Anything?
Floyd.
Like a brown Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
More than a pink Floyd. All right, you guys. We'll see you on Wednesday. We'll do some humping. And we'll talk to you some more. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Rock on.
And pizzle, whizzle, metal. Ooh, funking it up. Okay, it's time for plugs. Let's do this. Hey, all you taggots. Welcome to the plug section of the show. I'm going to tell you about some shows, and you should go see them. If you don't, that's your choice. I'm going to start with some comedy open mics that are around the area every Tuesday night at the Capital City Theater in Salem. That's every Tuesday at 8 p.m. It's a $5 cover charge if you're not performing, but you get in free if you're a comic. So that's pretty cool. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern with Mac Chase hosting in Eugene, 4th and Blair, 9 p.m. And then every Thursday at the Green Room with Nick Huff and or Max Brockman hosting the show. That's a 710 Willamette in Eugene right next to Doc's Pad. It's 8 p.m. sign up, I believe, for that open mic. Comedy shows coming to the area include January 25th, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. It's a 5 p.m. show. It's free. It includes this month me, Terry Guile, Max Brockman, Gina Ginsburg, Isaac Paris, Sarah Lowe, and Melody Dodd, as well as your awesome hostess, Leanne Jashaway. Also that night, comedy is advertised at the Granary. That's right by the 5th Street Public Market down there. It's a 9 p.m. show, sliding scale, $3 to $5. I'm not sure who's on it. Also that night at the McDonald Theater is Mike Birbiglia. Very funny dude. You can check his latest special out. Check it out on Netflix. It's there for you if you want to watch it. January 31st is the Grand Slam Comedy Show in Albany at the Denny's there, at the Denny's Lounge right off I-5. Exit 233, the Albany exit. We got all the best Eugene comics coming up. Seth Milstein, Mac Chase, Mike McGowan, Max Brockman. Possible guest appearance by Joe Parra, Dustin Gatchel. I'll be hosting the festivities. That starts at 9 o'clock. It's a free show, but we do accept donations for those traveling comics. February 14th is Valentine's Day. We got couples comedy show in Brownsville at the Saloon there. Doug and Teresa Wyckoff coming over from the coast at Florence. I'll be doing a feature set for them. And that's going to be a couples comedy show on Valentine's Day, like I said, Brownsville Saloon, 9 p.m. February 26th at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay. It's me, featuring for someone who I don't know yet, but I'm doing two shows, 7 and 9:30. That's a Wednesday night, but if you're in Coos Bay that night, come out to the casino and check it out. Here's some music shows coming up January 24th at the Tiny Tavern. It's Cold Blue Mountain, Dirt Clod Fight, and Rise of Orilla, which features members of AKA White Devil, as well as like Bloodwell and Boots' old band, which I cannot recall. Do you care about that? I don't care if you do. Let's see, what else is going on? January 31st at Zappa Plays Zappa with Dweezil and the crew at the Roseland Theater in Portland. $25 in advance, $45 the day of the show. February 1st at the Black Forest at Septic Burial, Ware Squatch, War Crank, and Dark Confidant. That's a free show. Not all ages. February 2nd at the Hawthorne Theater at Soulfly with American Roulette and Chronological Injustice. $20 and $25 for tickets for that. What else we got coming up? Death Angel at the Hawthorne, February 27th. We got The Sword there at the Hawthorne on March 17th. Carcass is coming to the Roseland on March 30th with Black Dahlia Murder and Gore Guts. We got Loudness at Dante's on April 22nd with our buddy Jason Moser's band Splintered Throne opening the show. And also down the road away, May 3rd at the Hawthorne Theater, it's Nile with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering. Don't forget Victims of Internal Decay, February 7th. with World of Lies and Spawn, Truculence and War Crank. That's at the Tonic Theater. And that's all I got for you right now. Thanks for listening, you guys, to the plugs. Now go back to tagcastpodcast.com and listen to our show. Thanks a lot, guys. See you around.